Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Erev in Daf Mem. So the Gemara Namar Aleph starts with the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes Amar Aleph, where Reb Dosa ben Horkan has said, Ha'ever lefnei ha'teva b'yomtev shal Rosh Hashanah, Oymer ha'chlitzeinu Hashem alaykeinu es yom rosh ha'chodesh hazeh, im ha'yoyim, im lo'machar, ulo'machar hu oymer, im ha'yoyim, im emesh, v'loi hoidu le'chachamim. Rabbi Dosa ben Horkan says that a person who is davening for the Amor on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, he has to be mazkir, he has to say in the davening, mention a zikaron of Rosh Chodesh, but he seems to have to say with a tanai. If today is Rosh Chodesh, then hachlitzeinu miyoyim Rosh Chodesh hazeh today. If it's tomorrow, it's tomorrow. And tomorrow he says the same thing. If it's today, today is Rosh Chodesh. If not, then it was yesterday. And the Chachamim disagreed with this type of tefillah. Now, the Gemara, Daf Mem Amar Aleph, brings the memra of Rabba, and the Gemara asks, what about mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara brings two tzadim to the Shaila. Do we say, Kivun the Chalukim b'Musaf in Amrinon, since Lamaisa they have separate Karbanis, meaning you are Makriv Musaf Rosh Chodesh and also Musaf Rosh Hashanah, so you should mention Rosh Chodesh? Or perhaps, Adilma Zikaron Echel Eile Lakan Lakan, is one zikaron both for Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they're both zikaron, and therefore you don't have to say a separate hazkara. And the Gemara Amud Beis says, "Ma'ay Avi Allah, what do we do? What are we paskin?" The Gemara brings Amar Rav Chista, zikaron echor oyle le lekan ulekan, v'chein Amar Rabba, zikaron echor oyle loy lekan ulekan. So when I saw this Gemara, it reminded me of something I once saw in a beautiful sefer of Reb Elia Baruch Finkel Mishulchan Reb Elia Baruch, where he discusses these ideas of the convergence of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah coming together. And he brings that Reb Yonim Masechtas Brachis, that Tes Amar Aleph Nadafi Harif, discusses somebody who forgot Rosh Chodesh on the Leil of Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavai, that the halacha is you don't make him go back, you don't make him repeat the Shemana Esrei. He says, why? Since we only are Mekadesh the Chodesh by day, therefore at night, you don't have to go back and repeat the Shemana Esrei. And Rabbi Yonah says that that's only on Rosh Chodesh. But when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, not a Rosh Chodesh, where the Kedusha is at night, then you have to go back. And then Rabbi Yonah brings a Machlekes, habit on the night of Rosh Hashanah. He says the istam afarish the dafka b'shar yom tovim avol b'yomtiv shal Rosh Hashanah kivon de tali b'Rosh Chodesh in ta'av olay hizker shal yomtiv ba'arvis ein machziru noisai de ki Rosh Chodesh daininon lay. There's a tzad that since Rosh Hashanah is tali in Rosh Chodesh, therefore just like in Rosh Chodesh, if you are toya at night, you don't have to go back and repeat the Shemana Esrei. So too, if you forget to mention yomtiv of Rosh Hashanah on Leil Rosh Hashanah, you don't go back. It's like Rosh Chodesh. And he wants to say that even though it's Tali in Rosh Chodesh, since it's a Yom Tov, and the mitzvah of Yom Tov is Olam, is stronger than Rosh Chodesh, it has an Isra Malacha, which Rosh Chodesh doesn't have, so perhaps, by Tefillah also, we don't mention the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh, we're only mentioning the Inyan of Yom Tov. There, perhaps, you could say that just like on Yom Tov, you have to go back, Rosh Hashanah, you have to go back as well, and if you don't mention the me'en of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, you have to go back. That's the machlekes Rishonim brought in the Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbi Baruch wants to say that what's the Yisod HaMachlekes? He says that the reason why you don't go back when you are not masking Rosh Chodesh on the night of Rosh Chodesh, he says, is because you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh at night. What does that mean? You're not Mekadesh the Chodesh at night. It doesn't mean because there's a matzav of Safek and we're not sure if it's Rosh Chodesh, therefore, you don't have to go back, because he says that on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, if you get Yalav Yavai, you don't go back either. And then there's no longer a Safek, because once we're at the second night of Rosh Chodesh, we are sure that tonight is already Rosh Chodesh, if we're keeping the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So that can't be the reason. He says, rather the reason is, he brings the Mishnah Brura and Tav Chav Beis, that since we're not Mekadesh L'Chodesh at night, there wasn't yet the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh Chal on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you don't have to go back. Even though once the Edom come and the Mekadesh, the Chodesh, the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is Chal already from the night before, but since it wasn't Chal at that time, the not mentioning of the Rosh Chodesh at night is not Ma'akev the Tefillah. So he wants to say that the Machlokes that the Rishonim have Rosh Hashanah, is how much is the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah taloi in the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh? Do we say that just like the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is missing at night, so too the Kedusha of the Yomtif of Rosh Hashanah, which has Rosh Chodesh in it, is also missing? Or perhaps the Kedusha of the Yomtif is not taloi in the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh at all? And since the day, Ba'atzmusay, is for sure the night of the first day of the year, which is the first day of Tishrei, doesn't bother us anymore that we're missing the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the Dinei Yomtif are mechayiv that if you forget to say the Azkara of Yomtif, you're going to have to go back. Then he brings one more fascinating point. The Chaya Adam in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah brings from the Goyin Reb Avli Pasveler, who was a dayan in Vilna at the time of the Vilna Goyin, who says the Chiddush, that someone who forgets on the first night of Rosh Hashanah to say HaMelech HaKadosh, he doesn't have to go back. Just like somebody who forgets on the night of Rosh Chodesh and doesn't say Yalav Yavai, he doesn't have to go back. Since you're not Mekadosh HaChodesh at night, and you don't go back like we just said, when you miss Yalav Yavai, the night of Rosh Chodesh, so too, someone who forgets HaMelech HaKadosh, the night of Rosh Hashanah, doesn't go back. And he says, Kipshutai, this Chodesh told me what we just said. In the same Shaila, someone forgets to be Mazkir Yomtif on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. So he actually has a problem with this, because Rabbi Neira seems to be noita to be machriya that on Yomtif you would go back, and it's not telling Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. So why does this Reb Avli say like the other tzad, not like Rabbi Neira, that you would have to go back? So he brings a teretz from the Binyan Shleima that Hamalach HaKadosh has a whole different idea. Hamalach HaKadosh is said because it's Yimei Din Umishpat, and he brings Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Meaning that as long as Bezdin Shalmata wasn't yet Mekadish this month, the month of Tishrei, the Din in Bezdin Shalmala won't happen yet. So therefore, if you not Maskar Melech HaKadosh, which is Ba Machmas Yoy Mishpat, even if we're going to say that the Azkar of Yalav Yav, which is Kedusha of Yomtif, that you're going to have to repeat. HaMelech HaMishpat is different, because the Siba of HaMelech HaMishpat comes from the actual din of Melech HaMishpat, which is really totally in when Bezdin Shalmata was Mekadosh LeChodesh. So as long as Bezdin Shalmata wasn't Mekadosh LeChodesh, at least at night, then you're not going to have to repeat HaMelech HaKadosh. Have a wonderful day.